Current Affairs. This is Akashvani. In the weekly program Current Affairs, now we bring you a discussion on cancer's early warning signs, prevention and cure. The participants are Dr. M. D. Ray, Surgical Oncologist, AIMS, Delhi, and Dr. Tapaswini Pradhan, Senior Oncologist. Moderator is Gauran Dhawan Lal.
Hello and welcome to our program. Well, cancer is something which is spreading across the world, across different demographics and across different body parts. There is a lot of focus today on what are we doing to prevent cancer, how are we dealing with cancer, is cancer preventable? Cancer awareness is the buzzword. Today we are delighted to have in the studio with us Dr. Tapaswini, who is a senior consultant, head and neck oncosurgery. And we're also joined by Professor M. D. Ray, who's a surgical oncologist at the All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi. Professors and doctors, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So I'd like to, begin with you, Dr. Tapaswini. When we talk of cancer and the first thing people say, ye hua kyun? Why did it happen? Is cancer preventable?
Well, that's a beautiful question, and I think this is something which keeps lurking in everybody's mind. Cancer is highly preventable, I would say, because if you look at the statistics, it's only 5 to 8% of the cancers which are hereditary or genetically oriented. But the rest, which is around 90 to 95%, which is a huge fraction, is actually lifestyle and environmentally influenced. So when we say it's preventable, so if you look at this particular factor, lifestyle and the environmental pollutants, to a great extent we can work upon. So when we say lifestyle, it is primarily what we eat, the way we live, and also, above all, the thoughts which flow into our minds.
Okay.
Which a lot of people don't talk about. But yes, stress is something, as you said, is something which is so much prevalent. So all these factors contribute to a great deal to cancers. So with all the urbanization, commercialization, and industrialization, we've gotten a lot of comfort to our own selves, but then we have added a baggage of diseases, and with which one of them associated is cancer.
Right, right. Well, throwing the same question to you, Professor Ray, and Dr. Tapaswini said, there are lifestyle issues, there are environmental issues. What has been your experience in this?
Right. So I feel first one has to understand what is cancer and what are the cause of cancer. So cancer is, it is unwanted growth of our body without our body demand, which we don't require. So that is the cancer, which destroys our immunity, and ultimately we know the consequences of the cancer. So one sentence, if I say what is the cause of cancer, I will say any chronic irritation, either physical or mental. I am emphasizing again that mental, not only physical, mental chronic irritation also leads to cancer. I'll give you the example why your question is how much cancer is, whether cancer is preventable or not. I believe 80% cancer is preventable. How? First and foremost thing, cancer is the first and foremost cause. 40% tobacco related product. That is 40% related to the cancer cause. And lifestyle is 20 to 30% lifestyle is related to the cancer. Lifestyle, the way she was telling, thought process, our day-to-day activities, our food habit. Like most of the people don't know, the obesity itself causes 20 types of cancer. 20 types of cancer, starting from the breast cancer, in female endometrial cancer, pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, what not. So obesity is also a culprit because that is of our bad lifestyle. So that is the second common cause of the cancer. Third, I say always, that is the hidden cause. So many people ask, we don't have the cancer, our family member don't have the cancer, but how it happens to me? So that is, I always believe, that is called sporadic in our medical term, but the chronic mental irritation because of the stress, anxiety, jealous, anger, these also chronically also lead to that changes our DNA, which can lead to cancer. That is the third common cause, and that is not obvious because normally people overlook that thing. Even being a doctor, we see always the physical aspect, not the mental aspect. So that is the most important aspect, I believe, at present age, which is leading to cancer. So 40%, 30%, and this is 10 to 15%. So total 80% cancer is preventable. Most of the people don't know. I believe cancer is a preventable disease. If we control these three things, we can prevent cancer 80%.
So, Professor Ray, it's interesting that we are now hearing more and more voices which are saying, yes, we can prevent them. Yes, there are small things which have big impacts and we don't realize them. You're talking about how we live, how we eat, how we breathe, how we think. There are so many aspects of my life that I need to control. But I'd like to just now move on. You know, we have a small report on National Cancer Awareness Day, because awareness is the first step in saying, okay, is there something I can do? And what can I do about it? Let's listen to this report.
Cancer cases in India are rising rapidly, with around 1,60,000 new cases reported every year. To tackle this, the government has launched major initiatives like establishing 200-day care cancer centers in district hospitals, bringing vital treatments closer to rural areas, and reducing delays. The Union Budget 2025-26 has also exempted 36 essential cancer drugs from customs duty to lower treatment costs. Under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, these efforts have been accelerated to ensure affordable, accessible cancer care for all. More than 68 lakh patients have benefited from free treatment under schemes like Ayushman Bharat, supported by the Prime Minister's commitment to universal health coverage. The government has also set up 19 cancer institutes, 20 tertiary care centers, and ensured cancer facilities to all new AIIMS institutes, enhancing infrastructure nationwide. India has developed its first indigenous cancer cell therapy, which is NexCAR19, aiming to make advanced gene therapies affordable and accessible without compromising quality. Collaboration between Ayush Ministry and leading institutions promotes integrative cancer care research, combining modern oncology with traditional systems like Ayurveda. Women-specific cancers such as breast and cervical cancer constitute a significant portion of the cancer burden, prompting targeted screening and awareness programs. The government runs targeted awareness and screening programs for early detection and prevention, especially through public broadcasters. These comprehensive measures, championed by the Prime Minister Narendra Modi, reflect India's commitment to reducing the cancer burden through advanced treatment, financial aid, and public education.
So coming now back to you, Dr. Tapaswini, as we said earlier, it's every aspect. It's like what I eat, what I breathe, what I think, what I do. How can I control so many parameters? I'm sure to go wrong in one of them.
Well, it actually looks as if there are too many parameters. But then, you know, all of them can be brought into control if your thought and your mind is absolutely under your control. So we talk about our habits. So as we said, 50% of the cancers which is happening in the males is tobacco induced,
right?
While 25% is among the females is again tobacco. The other main factors are alcohol. And as I deal with head and neck, so we have pan masala, that is supari, areca nut. So these are three abuses which one does. And what is the excuse which everybody gives is either stress, where an individual has taken to these habits, or you'll find even youngsters, it's become a social status symbol, or it is out of peer pressure, or it is our glorified advertisements which influence people. So what do we see here? It's the game of mind. So if I know how to control and change my stress levels, or how can I emote myself, and I can have so many other ways to deal with this. I can have a lot of hobbies, a lot of creative aspects, which can help me to curb these practices.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in his Man Ki Baat in December last year, had mentioned a study published in the medical journal The Lancet, according to which the likelihood of starting cancer treatment on time in India has increased significantly in recent years. And the Prime Minister credited the Ayushman Bharat Yojana for this significant milestone. Let's listen to him.
Duniya ke mashhoor medical journal Lancet ki study waqai bahut umeed badhane wali hai. Is journal ke mutabik ab Bharat mein समय पर कैंसर का इलाज शुरू होने की संभावना काफी बढ़ गई है. समय पर इलाज का मतलब है कैंसर मरीज का ट्रीटमेंट 30 दिनों के भीतर ही शुरू हो जाना, और इसमें बड़ी भूमिका निभाई है आयुष्मान भारत योजना ने। इस योजना की वजह से कैंसर के 90% मरीज समय पर अपना इलाज शुरू करा पाए हैं।
So coming back, Professor Ray, we were talking about, you know, the emphasis on the decisions that we take, the emphasis on can I catch it higher up the chain so that I don't have to go to a cure. What has been your experience, and are there cases where people have actually changed their lifestyles and remission has happened?
So that's true, because I have seen there is so many components, ma'am already was telling. So one is important component, the mental. So we all know that soul is famous. Yeah, dar gaya, samjho, mar gaya. What I see, when you kind of cancer surgery and particularly this surgery, because I am dealing with the surgery particularly stage 4, and what we do, we ask everyone important term is called prehabilitation. Prehabilitation means we prepare the patient for that kind of surgery. Here we advise them not only just avoid tobacco and tobacco related products, we have to maintain most important thing, hygiene, your exercise or the breathing exercise, that is most important thing. So these are the things, and along with that, we ask them to do the yoga and meditation. So just for the capacity building of the mental capacity building to cope up with this kind of stage and tension and this kind of surgery. What I believe, this kind of thing, even I just practice this thing, I made a stand for the patient and I see the miracle happens with this, and big kind of surgery, they get discharged after 4th, 5th day. So this kind of thing happens when you just put this kind of component. So surgery is one aspect only, but if you just look after this kind of thing, not only the physical, the mental aspect, with this meditation, yoga, exercise, so I think the miracle happens. So lifestyle is most important to have a better life.
Right. Dr. Tapaswini, you wanted to say something.
Yeah. I mean, so beautifully spelled out by Dr. Ray. So that's where we talk of holistic approach to a cancer patient. Yeah. So you're not just dealing with cancer, you're not just dealing with the body of the patient, but you're also treating his mind and his soul. So it's looking into the emotional, mental, spiritual well-being of the individual, and also a very important component in the whole game is looking into his financial well-being. So cancer is a draining exercise. A lot of people lose the battle because they are not able to finance themselves. So whenever a patient is undergoing a treatment, these are the different aspects. So how does one bring about healing in the patients is primarily by doing the various exercises which Sir has already talked about, meditation, yoga, relaxation exercises. These are key and very important part. Drugs aside. So drugs will work in their own way. But as I said, the most important component in the entire battle, winning the battle, is the mind game.
Right.
So all this can be worked up beautifully by encouraging the patients to do these sorts of things. Yoga is the exercise which people don't talk about much, but it's been something there in our tradition years and years ago. It's been more than 4,000 years. So it gets such a beautiful synchronicity between the mind, body and the soul that it helps us to counter this particular disease. And the other is meditation. So how you channelize your thoughts to make it more positive. As someone said, no poison can kill a positive thinker and no medicine can work on a negative mind. So here the entire game is how positive are your thoughts.
Right. In fact, both of you are stressing the role, synergy and the tandem nature in which the body and the mind function together, and the focus on how the body has its own signaling, healing, repair system. Talking of signaling, we do have some inputs on, does cancer announce itself? Does our body try and say something to us, and are we listening to it? Are we attuned to our body? Let's listen to that before we move on to our next question.
Warning signs of cancer. Cancer happens when some cells in the body grow out of control. These cells can form a lump or a mass. But not all cancers form lumps. For example, blood cancer spreads through the blood. As these cells grow, they can damage nearby organs and spread to other parts of the body. In India, many people find out they have cancer too late. Fear, shame, and carelessness often delay the treatment. This makes recovery harder. Among men, the most common cancers are lung cancer and head and neck cancers. among women, breast cancer and cervical cancer are the most common. A lump or a sudden change in the breast can be a warning sign. Risk factors include family history, age and tobacco use. The good news is that early detection saves lives. A simple test called a biopsy can confirm if a person has cancer. Early treatment gives a better chance of recovery. For many years, doctors have used chemotherapy and radiation therapy to treat cancer. Now, new treatments are available. One of them is immunotherapy. Immunotherapy helps the body's own immune system find and destroy cancer cells. It uses white blood cells and proteins, the body's natural defenders. This treatment is now used for lung, cervical, breast, liver, and other cancers. But the best way to fight cancer is to prevent it. Healthy habits can lower your risk. Exercise regularly, eat plenty of fruits and vegetables, and avoid tobacco and alcohol. Processed food, obesity, and sitting too much increase cancer risks. Vaccines for HPV and hepatitis B can also help prevent some cancers. The message is clear: early detection, prevention, and awareness can save lives. The fight against cancer is hard, but hope is stronger. If found early, the cancer can be treated, even cured.
Dr. Tapaswini, help us understand. Does the body speak to us and say, this is a warning signal, hello, you're not listening to me?
I think it spells out beautifully, and we forget a lot of these warning signals and take it for granted. As you have an antivirus in the computer system, it's able to screen out a lot of things. Similarly, God has created an antivirus system in our body also. But often cancer can be very deceiving. Why? Because the signals can be so innocuous. So innocuous that you may just think that you can be your own physician or your clinician for the time that you are not able to do it any further. Like suppose you have acid reflux, there's a lot of acidity, gastritis. You would keep on treating, taking some Digine, some ranitidine, or some PPIs, pantoprazole, and so on and so forth, till the time you realize you're done with, and it still doesn't stop. But maybe by that time, it may be late. So most of the signals, when they continue for a period of more than 4 to 6 weeks, it's again the signal from the body, please get me a checkup. Anything, suppose you have an oral ulcer, which is not healing. You've taken antibiotics, you've reduced your stress levels, you've taken care of the surroundings like a sharp teeth or ill-fitting denture. It hasn't healed. It's been more than 2 to 3 weeks. Please get a checkup done. So what we need to emphasize is cancers do produce some signs and signals, but often they are quite benign.
PM Modi in one of his speeches last year said that 1.5 lakh Ayushman Arogya Mandirs at the village level are helping in early detection of cancer and other life-threatening diseases.
Cancer ke ilaaj ke liye bhi bahut zaruri hai ki cancer ka sahi samay par pata chal jaye. Aksar hamare gaon ke logon ko jab tak cancer ka pata chalta hai tab tak bahut der ho chuki hoti hai. शरीर में काफी फैल चुका होता है ऐसी स्थिति से बचने के लिए ही केंद्र सरकार ने गांवों के स्तर पर 1.5 लाख से ज्यादा आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिर बनवाए हैं इन आयुष्मान आरोग्य मंदिरों में कैंसर समेत कई गंभीर बीमारियों को शुरू में ही पकड़ने पर जोर दिया जा रहा है
You know, Dr. Tapaswini, you earlier spoke of oral cancer because of gutkha and tobacco predominantly in males. And we also know that women also are prone to particular kind of, you know, cervical cancer, ovarian cancer, and breast cancer. So we have a short report on breast cancer. And after that, we'd like to come to you, Professor Ray, on surgery and breast cancer. And is there a toss-up between when to start treatment or should one go for surgery? Because for a lot of patients, and there is always this, the surgeon would say, nahi, pehle do the surgery, and the other one would say, let me see. So, but before that, let's just listen to this report.
Breast cancer happens when some cells in the breast start growing uncontrollably. These cells form lumps or tumors. It usually begins in the milk ducts of the breast. If not treated on time, the cancer can spread to other parts of the body and become dangerous. In 2022, more than 23 lakh women were diagnosed with breast cancer across the world, and about 6,70,000 women lost their lives to it. It was the most common cancer in women in 157 out of 185 countries. In India, breast cancer made up about 28% of all cancers in women, with nearly 2,16,000 new cases reported in 2022. Breast cancer can happen to women of any age after puberty, but the risk increases as women get older. About 99% of breast cancer cases are in women, while 0.5 to 1% occur in men. The chances of getting breast cancer increase due to aging, drinking too much alcohol, smoking or tobacco use, family history of breast cancer, exposure to radiation, hormone therapy after menopause, etc.
So, Professor Ray, as a cancer surgeon, and I'm sure along with other surgeries, in fact, breast cancer is one of the, as somebody was saying, it's for women, it's one of the easier cancers to treat.
Most common cancer.
Most common and easier to treat because it's, for a surgeon, it's easy to do surgery. Yes. Your views on that?
So, the breast cancer is the most common cancer worldwide, not only in India. And a very unfortunate figure in from ICMR or scientific data, out of 9 women, one having or going to have breast cancer throughout in his life, in her lifetime. So that is a very kind of scary kind of data. But that is true because of that is one of the lifestyle related disease. Regarding the treatment part, we see, we stratify the which category of cancer. Like in a school student, there are different kind of category of students. Somebody is very obedient, somebody is not obedient. Like cancer is also like that. Different varieties of cancers are there. Like is breast cancer. One is called TNBC, triple negative breast cancer, where the hormone is not positive. And that is called very aggressive kind of cancer. In this kind of cancer, chance of metastasis means spread to the body, different parts of the body, either liver, lung, bone, even the brain is more. In that kind of category, even on HER2 positive cancer, breast cancer. This kind of category of cancer, when you feel that, the chance of metastasis is earlier, spread is earlier. In that case, initially chemotherapy to be given to attack the microscopic spread of the disease, in that case, but not all cases. And another case, somebody nowadays, the particularly the woman, the breast is very precious organ for them, and they want, even despite of locally advanced tumor, they want just to conserve the breast. So presently, the breast conservation surgery is also there. So we can give offer the new adjuvant chemotherapy means before surgery the chemotherapy is given and the tumor size will be reduced and then we can remove the only tumor so that breast can be preserved. So that is the, for the cosmetic reason, but then we take the decision in which case we should go, where we should not go. But these are the cases where we can offer the chemotherapy. Otherwise the surgery is of the standard. We can do the extensive disease, we can do the total mastectomy, means we remove the total breast. Otherwise, the breast conservation is the present-day strategy, and that is the preferable present-day. That is, most of the patients, especially young patients, they have choice to conserve the breast. So that we stratify this initial phase, we stratify the which kind of breast cancer is there, then we take the decision. So that is not a like single formula or one-way formula, we should do this. So that is not there.
Right. So, you know, what we are hearing you say is that breast cancer could be easier to detect in screening, but may not be very easy to treat. That depends on the biology of the tumor. So that's the variation.
Good.
Right. Coming now to another form of cancer, which used to be rare, but now we're finding there are different kinds of blood cancers. And Professor Ray, in your experience, your understanding of, because is there treatment for blood cancer?
Only medical treatment, because chemotherapy, targeted therapy, especially for them. Suppose few cancers are there, like lymphoma. So that is lymph nodal cancer. Mainly that is the treatment is medical treatment, like a blood cancer. So mainly the medical oncology, they are taking care. Suppose say somewhere because of the secondary reaction, somewhere obstruction, so we can release that obstruction. That is the surgery role is there, but that is the minimal role to just for the better quality of life. So that is not the proper treatment for this cancer. But that is for the supportive treatment for the better quality of life. But mainstay of treatment of the blood cancer, they are dealing by the medical oncologists, mainly the chemotherapy, targeted therapy, and other things. Normally the medical oncologist.
Short report on blood cancer, its treatment and its spread. Let's listen to that.
Blood cancer is not a new term, but many people don't fully understand what it means. When doctors talk about blood cancer, they are talking about cancers that start in the blood, bone marrow, or lymphatic system. Blood cancer is not just one disease. It is a group of diseases where abnormal cells grow too fast and replace healthy cells. This stops the body from carrying oxygen properly, fighting infections, and healing itself. Blood cancer is also called hematological cancer. Symptoms of blood cancer are often confusing. They don't always point directly to cancer, but here are some common warning signs. Feeling tired or weak all the time. Frequent fever or infections. Bleeding or bruising without any clear reason. Swollen but painless lymph nodes, especially in the neck or armpits. Night sweats, bone pain, or shortness of breath. These early signs are often ignored. A person may think it's just tiredness or stress, but doctors say these can be warning signs of something serious. In India, blood cancer cases are increasing. Every year, more than 1.2 lakh new cases are reported. And sadly, over 70,000 people die because of it. As the saying goes, prevention is better than cure. But even when prevention is not enough, early detection can make a big difference.
Professor Ray, really appreciate your coming onto the program, and of course, Dr. Tapaswini.
Oh,
but before we say thank you to you, any closing remarks, any red flags, anything that you'd like to share with our listeners?
So I can say 80% cancer is preventable. Even cancer is curable if it is detected early. So please go to the proper place in right time and to the right person. Cancer could be cured.
Dr. Tapaswini.
Now, the most important thing, as we've realized through this talk, is that it's a highly preventable disease, and a lot of it is lifestyle-oriented. So we need to change our lifestyle, become more physically active, do some yoga, meditation practices, and engage in vigorous activity. Don't follow a sedentary sort of a lifestyle pattern. Change your diet.
Make small beginnings.
Absolutely.
Not everywhere, but just pick and choose and start.
Correct. And be as close to nature as possible. You know, nature, as we say, as we address nature as Mother Nature, so mothers are always protective. So if you remain close to nature, you would be far, far away from these dreadful diseases. And the thing is, be positive. If you're positive, you can fight anything in this world. And also you can fight a deadly disease like cancer.
Right. I think very well put. Then the best way to get out of it is along with the positive body support, positive mental support. Dr. Tapaswini, Professor Ray, thank you so much for coming on to our program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on cancer's early warning signs, prevention and cure. The participants were Dr. M.D. Ray, surgical oncologist, AIIMS Delhi, and Dr. Tapaswini Pradhan, senior oncologist. Moderator was Gaurang Dhawan Lal. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 928-909-4044.
Current Affairs.